One thing this congressional session has done, according to our next guest, is turn the Republican majority into a governing majority. Fred Barnes is the executive editor of the Weekly Standard. Welcome to Day to Day, Fred.
Glad to be here.
In the December 1st issue of the Standard, you argue that conservatives are discovering the downside of being a majority. What do you mean by that?
Well, when you have a governing majority, you govern not only the base of your party, you govern for the country, and you govern particularly for the center politically, which means that the governing majority that Republicans have isn't necessarily a governing conservative majority. And certainly on the Medicare bill and on spending bills and on many bills, these have not been conservative achievements at all, quite the contrary.
Well, let's take Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
What is the conservative problem with the Medicare bill?
It costs too much. It doesn't have enough reforms in it. They're in favor of basically privatizing Medicare and letting the government pay for a lot of it, but funneling it through private insurance companies. There is a trial of that that comes in 2010, but that's really not what conservatives wanted.
So as you look at that bill, do you think to yourself, well, this is a significant achievement, political achievement for the Republicans, or do you think this is a failure because it goes against my conservative principles?
That is an interesting question. It's a political bonanza for Republicans, especially President Bush, because it neutralizes what has always been a Democratic issue, and that's health care and Medicare in particular. On the other hand, conservatives are in favor of limited government, not new entitlements, as the prescription drug benefit for seniors will be, and want Washington to play a smaller role in American life. So it's a failure there. I think many Republicans are torn. Many conservatives are torn, and you see this in all the conservative publications. Some are against this. Some are in favor of it. At the Weekly Standard, we were basically agnostic.
Let me ask you about the energy bill. That did not go through. The Republican governing majority wasn't able to make that work. And there were lots of trade-offs going on in that piece of legislation as well. But still, it didn't quite get there.
Yeah, well, they were mainly compromises among Republicans. They didn't bring Democrats in on this. And the people that actually ultimately were responsible for blocking the energy bill, which I don't think will ever pass in this extravagant, expensive form it's in now, were Republicans themselves, ones who just couldn't stand the amount of spending and the compromises that were in there. But the bill itself is interesting because it's a hugely expensive bill that small government Republicans and most Republicans would normally be against, but the White House wanted it, and it had a bill that was much smaller, but then when it went to the House and Senate, it was tripled in size, but the White House had to honor that because it was a Republican bill, so they were stuck with it, and if it hadn't been for a few breakaway Republicans, it would have passed.
As you look ahead at the coming legislative year, Fred, also a highly political year,
mm-hmm.
What are the issues that you're concerned about? Issues that you felt the Republicans have been very good on, but suddenly perhaps the prospect of holding political power, more compromises, means mm-hmm. they're not going to be so good, or you're worried
well,
about
Well, no, that's right. They're not. And of course, the one issue is spending. Governing majorities pass legislation, they have initiatives, they have programs, and they cost a lot of money. And even a conservative Republican governing majority is going to spend a lot of money. Of course, we had the two good examples this year of Medicare and the energy bill, which were quite expensive, and I'm sure there will be others next year. But the president running for re-election also has to please these conservatives, and I think he will, by pushing Social Security reform just as he did in 2000, but start talking it up again in 2004.
Fred Barnes, the executive editor of the Weekly Standard. He joins us from his home in Alexandria, Virginia. Fred, thanks very much for being with us on Day to Day.
I enjoyed it, Alex.